right. Thank you for joining us today for our workshop on Tradition 2 of a Guide to the 12 Traditions Workshop Series of 12. Tradition 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. This workshop is being recorded and the audio will be available at a later date. And let's see, our next slide here is the ACA Serenity Prayer. We invite you to join that where you are, though you are muted, in any version that calls to your heart. The ACA Serenity Prayer. Higher power, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. And Cheryl, take it away.
Hello, welcome everybody. Our agenda for today will begin with our workshop mission, the 12 Traditions Workshop Series. We're going to introduce you to our mission and our presenter introductions. We'll continue with the suggested commitment to service and the workshop guidelines. And then we'll introduce our Tradition 2 for today and the spiritual principle. We'll go into our skit and breakout rooms, and then we'll come back and debrief and close with our Tradition 2 meditation.
Thank you, Cheryl. So the Traditions Workshop's missions: to provide education and experience through a series of 12 workshops on how the traditions work to keep our meetings safe and recovery oriented by practicing of the spiritual principles. And now I'd like to introduce our presenters and our tech hosts. So our tech hosts today are Barbara. I think, Barbara, are you from Canada?
Hi, I'm Barb. I'm from Chicago, but I'm currently in Alabama. Thanks.
Okay. And Paola?
Hi, everyone. I'm currently in Chicago. Thanks.
And we have Mary Jo.
Hi, I'm Mary Jo. I'm also in Illinois, currently in Des Plaines, Illinois.
And Cheryl.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cheryl, and I'm in Toronto.
And I am Erin, and I'm in outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As we prepared the presentations, we also had a pilot group, and currently we have three members of our pilot group who helped us tweak the presentation, and they ranged from having no experience with the traditions, some experience, and lots of experience with the traditions. And I'm just briefly going to say their names because I'm not sure who's here or not, but we had Leslie from Pennsylvania, Michelle from Pennsylvania, and Martin from the UK, from England.
Martin is here.
Okay, Martin, do you wanna just say hello?
He's muted.
Oh, he's muted, okay. Okay, well, you'll, okay. So next we have our suggested commitment to service that the Mary Jo, Cheryl, and I are going to begin for you. This is on page 601 in your big red book. I perform service so that my program will be available for myself, and through those efforts, others may benefit. I will perform service and practice my recovery by 1, affirming that the true power of our program rests in the membership of the meetings and is expressed through our higher power and through group conscience. And 2, confirming that our process is one of inclusion and not exclusion, showing special sensitivity to the viewpoint of the minority in the process of formulating the group conscience, so that any decision is reflective of the spirit of the group and not merely the vote of the majority. Pass.
Three, placing principles before personalities. 4, keeping myself fit for service by working my recovery as a member of the program. 5, striving to facilitate the sharing of experience, strength, and hope at all levels, meetings, intergroups, regional committees, service boards, and world services. 6, accepting the different forms and levels of service and allowing those around me to each function according to their own abilities. 7, remaining willing to forgive myself and others for not performing perfectly.
Number 8, being willing to surrender the position in which I serve so in the interest of unity and to provide the opportunity for others to serve, to avoid problems of money, property, and prestige, and to avoid losing my own recovery through the use of service to act out my old behaviors, especially in taking care of others, controlling, rescuing, being a victim, etc. Remembering I am a trusted servant, I do not govern.
Thank you. Cheryl?
So for today, our workshop guidelines, we will be sharing in a general way. For our purposes today, we kindly ask everyone to focus on the topic being presented so that we may cover all of the material. Please remember the following: principles over personalities, curiosity over criticism, progress, not perfection, service coming from love, and our acronym HALT for humility, acceptance, love, and tolerance. Tradition 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Our spiritual principle is humility.
The spiritual principles behind the traditions are the spiritual principles that we lacked in our families of origin. Therefore, we developed survival skills and laundry list traits, and other laundry list traits, in order to survive. By practicing the steps, we're learning to relate to ourselves. By practicing the spiritual principles of the traditions, we're learning how to relate to others in healthy ways. So a little bit about humility, the spiritual principle of tradition 2 from our Big Red Book. The concept of a loving higher power reminds us that our true authority in meetings and service work is expressed in the group conscience. No one is in charge of ACA. We do elect trusted servants directly responsible to those they serve. They have no power. They serve the fellowship from the motives of compassion, love, and humility, from page 499. And through humility, we surrender our egos and place the group first in our decisions on ACA matters. Humility does not mean we are a doormat or that we have no opinion. And that is from page 501. And this is a little bit about what you're going to be keeping in mind as we move through the workshop. Thank you, Mary Jo.
I put myself on mute. The following skit is meant to be dysfunctional, and it focuses on members who seem to act as an authority figure rather than being a trusted servant who helps guide a meeting. And reminder of tradition 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God is expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. And in this skit, we have 5 individuals. The names of the individuals, Lee, Andy, Pat, Chris, and Jay. Aaron will start out as Lee. Cheryl will be Andy. Barbara will be Pat. Paula will be Chris, and I will be Jay. Okay, so Lee, take it away.
I'm sorry, Mary Jo. Paula and I don't have our lines.
You don't, okay. All right. Let's ask then Marcin, if you can unmute Marcin and he can be, pardon me?
Marcin does a very good Pat.
Okay, Marcin, you can be Pat.
Okay, okay.
And then we need someone else to be Chris. So
You want to throw your voice, Mary Jo?
Pardon me?
You want to throw your voice?
I can throw my voice and I can be Chris and Jay. Use my second city training. Okay.
Here we go. All right. Can we provide the background of this?
It's a dysfunctional business meeting, as I already said, and that in this case we have a business. Well, it's leading up to a business meeting, and I'm thrown a little bit. What is the rest of the?
So it's leading up to. They're leading into having a business meeting. Okay, so just that background setting. And it is meant to be dysfunctional. So it's just a reminder of the previous slide there. Okay, and we're ready for the skit slide.
Okay.
All right, I'll begin.
Cheryl.
Next week, I will be chairing the business meeting and I will provide the agenda.
A couple of weeks ago, I attended a workshop that World Service sponsored, and there was a very good suggestion that meetings read the traditions each week and have monthly tradition meetings. I would like to add this to the agenda.
We don't need changes to the format of our meeting. It is good enough. Besides, I've worked enough on this agenda. We're not adding anything more to it.
Sorry, but I also think it's a good idea to add this to the agenda, and no one is supposed to be the authority here. It would not take more than about 2 minutes to read them. The chair isn't the one who decides what happens in the meeting.
Wait a minute. Let's not start attacking Lee, who has taught us and guides us regularly about the traditions so that we are not going to violate them. Besides, we can read the traditions on our own and go to other traditions meetings. I agree. Just leave it alone. I trust Lee's judgment too. Why do people have to create problems? Lee has been so important for the growth of this group. Okay, you get the idea. Okay, all right. So the questions that we'd like you to consider as you go into the breakout rooms are as follows. Number one, as illustrated in the skit, members sometimes support one another having control of a recovery meeting or business meeting. So the questions, what laundry list traits allow members to give ultimate authority to one individual? And why is it unhealthy to allow one member to govern a meeting? And question two, why is the decision of the group conscience more important than the opinion of one person? Next, what laundry list traits or character defects may be triggered if I'm perceiving someone as the leader in our group when they may simply have more access to information and resources? And next, if I am perceived as a leader, how can I maintain my equal status in the group? And last, if you were a member of the group in the skit, what could you say after Jay's comments that could bring tradition two into this discussion? And by the way, you're going to have a copy of both the questions and the skit as you go into your breakout room. So you'll be able to see this information. Are there any questions about how you will proceed in the breakout rooms? Use the raise hand function. And if you don't know how to do that, it's under the reactions tab. Okay, Cheryl. We need Cheryl to be unmuted.
We're going to allow about 3 minutes for the questions.
Okay, thank you.
This isn't Cheryl. A question, just an awesome skit, guys.
Thank you. Glad, yeah, we worked hard on it and we appreciate that. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, so it seems fairly straightforward. And as I mentioned, last time we started out, probably at this point, we had about 90 people. For tradition one, and we had Zoom bombers. And so it's possible that people got scared away for that, but we're really glad that you're here. And so you are the important ones. And we will move into breakout rooms then. At this point there are 17 people, and that includes five of us who are part of the overall process. So I think we'll do two breakout rooms, if that makes sense to everybody else.
Yep, do you want to have Cheryl read this particular slide before we go there?
Okay.
Okay, so for our breakout rooms, we would like participants to gain three takeaways around Tradition 2. We'll have a 30-minute discussion. Please, when you're in your breakout room, select someone to read the questions, someone to keep the time, and someone to take general notes. Decide who will share the group's major takeaways when we reconvene after our 30 minutes. When you're in your groups, decide how much you want for each question and how much sharing time you want for each individual. We encourage sharing, but it is voluntary as well. If you have any questions, there is an ask for help icon located in the breakout room, and one of us will come into the breakout room if you need to use that. Mary Jo, myself, or Erin. And our tech host will give you a 3-minute end of breakout session notification.
Are there any further questions before we go in, having seen that slide? Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I'm opening the breakout room, so watch for the breakout box now.
Okay, thank you everybody for participating in the breakout rooms. I know that I was in breakout room 2 for a while, and Cheryl and Erin popped in and out of breakout room 1. And so what we'd like to do now is whoever took notes and is willing to give some feedback on these questions, Cheryl and Erin, did we decide we were going to take it question by question? Remind me.
Yeah, we decided we were going to do a question and let both groups respond to the one question and then move to question 2, let both groups respond.
Okay. So can we go back to the questions? Thank you. All right. So for question 1, as illustrated in the skit, members sometimes support one person having control of a recovery meeting or business meeting. So what laundry list traits did you discover allow members to give ultimate authority to the one individual? Okay. So breakout room group 1.
Okay, I think that was the group that I was in. I took notes there for the room. So what laundry list? Okay, so we thought of things like afraid of authority figures, and that we don't challenge authority figures as adult children. We also wrote down the overdeveloped sense of responsibility in terms of lead, you know, holding on to doing things, getting guilt feelings when we stand up for ourselves to challenge lead. And then the other laundry list trait that we saw in Lee of we tragically become the authority figures with the sort of bullying behavior that we noticed there. And a little bit of reactors rather than actors in terms of the group's dynamic, just kind of sitting back and letting the one person take over. Why is it unhealthy to allow one member to govern a group? That we become dependent on one person and we allow one person to make the decisions for me or for the group. It is also unhealthy because one person's ego gets involved. Unhealthy because we could end up, you know, with a meeting that ends up disbanding. We pass.
Thank you. Marcia, do you have anything to add to group 2 of what happened to our?
Thank you. I think to add to what hasn't been mentioned, that, you know, people might be just frightened of that authority figure, then they might don't want to be abandoned. So hence they don't challenge. And there is not much as a trait, but more like not enough support around to challenge. So I don't know, perhaps isolation again, trait one. And when it comes to the second part of the question, you know, it would no longer be a group conscience, leaving everything, you know, in complete control of one person, not trusting the group higher power's decision, as opposed to, you know, just one person's higher power decision, victim stance, and forcing underdog behavior, forceful behavior by the leader. Thanks.
Thank you. And let's move into then question two. And Martin, you want to start this one? It sort of is an.
I can start. Mm-hmm. It's basically, you know, nobody knows what's best for each individual and for, you know, except that individual. And learning to let go of control and not thinking that one person knows better for the group. Important to understand that there are other voices, that everyone has equal opportunity to speak. What I really loved, someone said, being loved is being heard. It's important to be heard, that everyone is being heard, that minority opinion is being heard as well, and that minority opinion could change the vote. Being able not to agree with decision of the group, but still voice that opinion. And it's also good learning curve for people who can be rigid and opinionated, who have certain rules. Hearing others will allow that person actually gain different perspective on the same subject. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Aaron?
Okay, the decision of the group, more important. One of it, looking at how allowing that to happen creates a learned helplessness, which many of us already had that from growing up, and it just perpetuates more of that learned helplessness because it doesn't recognize that I have a voice and I get to use it. So my rights as an adult child, if I'm not speaking up, or if members of the group are not speaking up, resentments are going to fester, and that's going to deteriorate the group. Why is the decision more important than one person? Substantial unanimity, which, you know, 2/3 of the group agreeing with things, that you may often find that, you know, one person or the people that speak the loudest say something, and then the other people don't speak up, only to turn around and find out that the majority really did not agree, and they were yet, you know, too shy or too quiet to give their opinion. So the group breaks up. That's what we got. Pass.
Thank you. All right, then let's move into question three. And Aaron, again, do you want to start that one?
Okay. What laundry list traits or character defects may be triggered if I'm perceiving someone as the leader in our group when they may simply have more access to information and resources? Because I judge myself harshly, I have low self-esteem, I believe I have no value. So those in the laundry list. And then other laundry list traits that we considered there was to protect myself, I project onto others. And punish them. I project my self-hate onto others and punish them instead. So fear, self, in terms of character defects, fear, self-doubt, jealousy. Those were some of the ones that we came up with for the defects of character. Pass.
Thank you. Martin?
Thank you. Yeah, we kind of someone mentioned that feeling like back in family of origin, loads of triggers, you know, what's the point of working recovery if, you know, if not walking the recovery, so to speak. And with traits, it was the first three traits, fear of authority figures, people pleasing, and fear of criticism. Also trait 5, which is the victim stance, and trait 8, addicted to the chaos, excitement. Trait 10, lost the ability to express feelings, or in this case, to express your own opinion. As mentioned before, trait 11, judge self harshly, and also trait 12, abandonment. And from the defects of characters, kind of didn't really go that far, but lent helplessness, that's definitely one that kind of stands out. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. And I know I was in group 2 and we didn't get question 4. I don't know if I am perceived as a leader, how can I maintain my equal status in the group? If anybody from group 4 has something to add about that one, and if not, we'll go to the other group.
No, from our group, we didn't do it. We didn't manage to get this one, so it's only the other group.
Well, we can start you off, and maybe that'll spurn some thoughts for you guys. So we have, how can I maintain it? By working humility. How do I show humility? Gentleness, humor, love and respect. If I go with gentleness, humor, love and respect, patience. One of the kind of ways that it could be done, if I was perceived as a leader and I was trying to help the group take on more leadership, would be to kind of delegate things out to other members, ask them to help more with readings, you know, let them realize that they are just as important, that it's not just about me. So if I use that leadership to help teach other people and then kind of call on them to serve, you know, during the meeting and in other ways. Yeah. Pass.
Okay. I mean, top of my head, when I think for myself about that question, is just to kind of, if I was to be perceived as the leader, is just to remind people that I'm just one person and I've just got my own opinion, and you know, and I don't know what's best for the group. I only know what's best for me, and just keep reminding people that I'm only expert at my own recovery. That's all what I've got. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, the last question, and I know group 2 did get to this one or it started. If you were a member of a group in the skip, what could you say after Jay's comment that could bring tradition 2 into the discussion? Or just what could you say? What could you add? Okay, Martin?
Thank you. Yeah, we only had a couple of ideas that Lee doesn't know what's good for the good of group, even though he might have been important in setting that group, but you know, there are other members to be heard. And that change is not always negative, that it's worth actually challenging Lee on his authority figure kind of stance, because change, I know for myself, change always scares me, and change is not always negative. So yeah, that's all what we had about this, to kind of try to bring the discussion back that, you know, let's try to do something different, if that's what we believe it's good for us. Thanks.
Thank you. Erin?
Sure. So in this one, we came up with something to the extent of acknowledging Lee for their service, and, you know, appreciating it, and yet making the further statement, you know, I think that we ought to be listening to the suggestions and let the group vote on this. But the point to kind of acknowledging Lee without, you know, making Lee more important than others is just recognizing that, you know, we're all adult children and we all come to this meeting with these traits and defects. And if we're gentle with each other in how we approach these things, if we come from service with love, it, you know, it could make the group even stronger in terms of if Lee kind of had an insight to see, wow, that is what I'm doing, you know, that the sharing that Lee might have out of that observation can really be so beneficial to the group. So approaching it with gentleness, humor, love, and respect again, but yet with the firmness of, you know, allowing everyone to have a voice and why that's important. And then also just stating, you know, that this group is about Tradition 12 and principles before personalities.
Thank you. Okay.
Name it, don't blame it.
Name it, don't blame it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, let's take a few minutes for individual comments. If anybody has, let's go back to that same slide. Thank you, Cheryl. The same slide with the questions. There we go, thank you. Does anybody have anything else that they would like to add? And in response to the skip too in general, maybe a question that isn't on here, but a reaction that you've had or an experience you've had that you'd like to share. We'll take about 5 minutes or so for individual comments if anybody wants to share anything. So maybe about a minute each if anybody has something. Raise your hand, please, if you do, using the reactions tab. Okay. All right. So then I'm going to assume that we got to everything or close enough to everything during the groups and go from there. All right. So thank you very much for your participation in the breakout groups and for your participation in all of this. I'm going to, let's now go to the resources slide. Thank you. So for resources, what we suggest is that you look at concept 4, which is on page 616, and then Robert's Rules of Order for conducting business meetings in our groups. That minority opinion is really important, and that if you have any questions about traditions and any issues, you can email us at this email address, traditions@acawso.org. Cheryl, did you have something to add?
Not at this time.
I did. I was going to ask Karen. I know we have a couple people here that in my group have the big red book in front of them. Could one of them go to page 616 and read concept 4 for us, please?
Thank you.
Buddy, thank you.
It's Amanda. I can read that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Concept 4. Throughout our structure, we maintain at all responsible levels a traditional right of participation.
Thank you. By the way, I wanted to mention something that was said in breakout room 2, that they had experienced something where somebody said that they were going to take it to a higher authority, World Service, something on that order. World Service is not necessarily a higher authority when it comes to the autonomy of a group. And so even though somebody may complain to World Service, the group is autonomous and the group makes its own decisions, and we each make our own decision in a group by either staying or leaving. If it's too dysfunctional and we can't be heard, if we are trying to point out things that aren't working, then we work our program by moving on to another meeting. It wasn't as easy when we were face to face. Now it's a little easier when we're more virtual, but it is, yeah, taking it to World Service. World Service will listen, the various committees will listen. They may suggest options, but they are not going to come in and take over a group and say, so-and-so is wrong and so on. So just everybody should know that. It's an inverted pyramid, and the fellowship and the groups are the biggest voice. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I would add that, you know, the purpose of World Service is more to direct you to resources so that your group, again, Tradition 4, can have that autonomy to make their decision together. And some of those places are on the website, best practices. There's a lot of different suggestions there for things that typical things that have come up in meetings. There's also the meeting and service safety. It's an ad hoc committee, so that won't be there very long, but their webpage does also have, you know, different resources and stuff that you might want to go to. And I know Cheryl and Mary Jo, you're better at directing people to those websites, so I'll let you do that.
I am going to, I'll just post the, and I don't know how everybody heard about this, but there, this is the website, the service website. And in the menu on the right side, depending on if you're looking at it on your computer or how you're looking at it, there is that section called best practices down in the lower part, the quick links. We're always happy to, thank you, Cheryl. We're always happy to have other submissions for those best practices. And so there are resources. That's exactly it. WSO is a resource and the committees of WSO are resources. So if you have questions, there's a lot of places to ask your questions.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Just one question, Mary Jo. Our recording and our slide deck, which part of our service website will that be at? I'll just show it.
That will be on the adultchildren.org website. And if you can pull that up.
Yeah, Cheryl, I've messaged you privately the link, but maybe it's worth actually to show people how to get to that link. So that would be resources tab.
Thank you so much, Marcia.
And then all the audio workshops.
There we go.
Not this one, the other ones.
Other ones. Sorry, resources and then other. And then you put a link. So this is where you'll find all of our tradition series.
Yeah.
So as well as other workshops. There's other lots of other workshops that, you know, you'll see the titles and it may be what you're looking for.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. The next thing every ACA group ought to be fully self-supporting declining outside contributions. So if your group isn't making contributions to World Service, you can make them individually and you can get to that place off of the main menu of ACA, adultchildren.org, and to help support the services that WSO presents. So then the closing slide, I would like to ask for a volunteer to read the closing two meditation. Anyone?
Alex, ACOA.
Thank you, Alex.
Closing tradition two meditation. Higher power. I understand that you make your voice heard in a group conscience. I ask you to remind me that the life of my program and, therefore, my own recovery depends upon my willingness to put the group's welfare above my own will. Where I disagree with a common view of my fellows in service, allow me to state my case honestly and respectfully. Allow me to listen to and consider the views of others. May I state my view and support all group decisions, including the ones I might disagree with. Your will, not mine, be done.
Okay. Thank you. And once again, thank you all for being here today. We will be doing tradition three on the fourth Saturday of March, which will coincidentally, because April is 28 days, it'll be March 26th. So exactly 4 weeks from today. Any questions or anything else before we leave? All right.
Yep. Thank you everyone for your service.
Thank you, Jane. Okay.
Thank you.
We do have that email where you can reach out to any of us if you have questions that come up.
Right.
Traditions.
Traditions@acawso.org. William, are you going to say something?
No, just thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Have a good day, evening, whatever time of day it is at where you are. We appreciate you taking the time and it was a wonderful experience for me anyway. So thank you. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.